Airman First Class, Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, Suicide Prevention Month, and a warning from the top. Aviano Air Base is joining the Department of Defense in promoting September as Suicide Prevention Month and educating the military community about suicide prevention, resources, and steps everyone can take to protect one another in a mental health crisis. Suicide Prevention Month serves as a reminder that the battle against suicide is ongoing and seeks to identify resources for anyone in need.
This month, Aviano is highlighting the critical role mental health plays in military readiness. The aim is to ease the stigma of using mental health resources and instill a culture where seeking help is a sign of strength and not weakness. There are numerous resources available at Aviano Air Base, including the Mental Health Clinic, Base Chaplains, COPRA Clinic, and MFLAX. There's no bad place to start, and each resource will make sure the airmen get the best care that they need. Airman First Class Chantel Van Tress, 31st Medical Group Mental Health Technician, says that simply being there and listening to your wingman is one of the best things you can do for someone in a time of need.
Just being there for people that are around you is a big, big part of noticing the red flags going toward people self-isolating. And it means a lot. Like, you're building these relationships with people, and that's a big part of suicide awareness, is people start isolating, self-secluding themselves. And so once you start noticing that, I think it's a really big part to be a good wingman, a good airman, and kind of just reach out and just make sure that you're doing your part with yourself along with others around you.
Van Tress also says that while suicide prevention awareness is focused on in September, airmen have the responsibility to always look out for their wingmen and be there for anyone in need. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen, AFN News.
A warning from the top. With your Air Force news, I'm Staff Sergeant Jasmine Granger. Air Force Chief of Staff General C.Q. Brown Jr. issued a stark warning about a growing threat to national security. In a memorandum released early this month, he warns of the recruitment and exploitation of current and former Air Force members by the People's Liberation Army of China, or PLA. The memorandum also explains that individuals who accept contracts with foreign companies may be imposing risks to national security that could have legal and criminal implications. Brown says foreign companies are targeting and recruiting U.S. and NATO-trained military talent across specialties and career fields to train the PLA abroad to fill gaps in their military capabilities. He's called on airmen past and present to remain hyper-aware to ensure the U.S. Air Force continues to remain the world's greatest air power. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Brandon Nelson.